on the line. We have Hananel Edry, an Israeli performing artist on the line, who is, amongst other things, brought out a new single, but more about that later. Hananel, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon, South Africa. How are you?
I reckon we are all very well. We're a bit locked down. We're a little bit where Israel was probably about 3-4 weeks ago. I think you're a bit ahead of the curves, but these are very weird times, that is for sure. Hananel, for those of us who don't know your music, who you are, if I had to say to you, tell me about yourself in 45 seconds, what are you going to say?
All right, I'll start the clock. Well, my name is Hananel, and I'm an Israeli performer. Amongst other things, I've been a singer in the Israeli army, and afterwards I've went to New York and studied on Broadway musical theater and keep performing ever since, and went back to Israel about 5 years ago, and I've been doing my music here. I sing in many places, and I sing with the Israeli rapper Subliminal, and with Israeli guitarist Avi Singolda, as well as finally releasing my music. And it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And finally, you know, got the nerves and I got brave, as I should. And it's a wonderful thing to create music and to let it, you know, go all over the world and to have people be emotional and thrilled about it. And thankfully, actually, I've been lucky enough to perform in South Africa a few times before.
So I wanted to pick up on that. Before we get into your music in detail, which I'm very keen to do, did a bit of research on you, and I see you haven't been here once, not twice, not three times, but four.
Indeed.
Hey, what have you got, a season ticket on El Al?
It's a love story between me and the community in South Africa. I have to say that in 2009, I sang in the closing ceremony of the Maccabiah in Israel, and some producers from South Africa, Colin and Gavin and Linda saw me, and they brought me over, and that was the first time. And I have to say, celebrating Yom Ha'atzmaut in Johannesburg was such a treat. I fell in love with the people, with your accent, your food, and everything. It was so amazing. And I decided to come back three more times afterwards. So I feel very fortunate to know you all and to be there.
That's really interesting, because it's not often that one meets an Israeli who has such an intimate connection with South Africa. Have you traveled around? Have you gotten to see Cape Town? Have you gotten to understand the differences between the different cities?
Yeah, as much as I could. Definitely, I've been to Cape Town a few times. It's such a jam. And definitely the people, the warmth, and, you know, even in Soweto, which is very different from, you know, the lives of the Jewish community in Johannesburg, is something that I hold very dearly, because it was an amazing experience. And, you know, all the people that I met, like Lisa Peretz, who's a good friend of mine, we kept in contact ever since. And to me, you know, I have a second home in South Africa, even though it's very different from, you know, my life in Tel Aviv and in Israel. But it's a small world after all.
It is a small world after all. But it is really quite interesting, because for those of us South Africans who've been lucky enough to spend time in Israel, I don't think you could possibly come up with more diametrically opposed lifestyles. I mean, here we live in your car, there you walk. Here we eat at home, there you eat on the streets. It's just so different in every possible way. That's without judgment. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just saying it's two totally different experiences. Hananel, let's get to your music and what influences you and what you love and what signifies, you know, how are we going to know it's you? Tell us about your music and your influences.
Well, you know, since the day I remember myself, I love singing, I love performing, and I love the connection I have with the audience, with people. You know, music is all about expressing yourselves, but also communicating with other people. It doesn't matter which language you sing in. My original music is actually in English, so it's easier for people to connect worldwide. But But for me, you know, music is making that connection with people. And once I've, you know, did my time in New York, I have a lot of influence from musical theater, from Broadway music, but also from Israeli classics, being in the Israeli army band. That music of singing that 3 years in my service to so many soldiers in Israel, really got me rooted in that Israeli classics. So I try to combine all that, and together with my brilliant musical partner, Tahel Shoham, who is a musical producer and a lyricist and a composer as well. So we teamed up together. And we, you know, we meet in the studio and we just create music. And we will talk about my new song called Just Press Play, which I think really embodies my personal connection with music, as well as I'm sure so many other people, because music has that power of almost saving you in your life, in all sorts of situation, even when you're, you know, when you're happy, even when you're sad, even when the days are not going as well as you wanted them to go. At the end of the day, you have that moment when you can just press play and dive into the world of getting the comfort you need from music, and to smile and to be optimistic. And that's, to me, really has been a part of every step of my journey, you know. So that
is absolutely interesting, the effect that, like, what music does for you. It's not just that you created it, what it does for you in return. Before we play your song, because we are going to do that, and we are going to play your new single, Just Press Play, do you define yourself as a musician, a musical performer, or an Israeli musical performer?
Interesting. Definitions is something that I always, you know, play around with, because I don't think that every person is, you know, just one thing. So I feel like, just like, you know, Israel is a melting pot of cultures and languages and flavors and sounds. So I also, you know, take all the influences and I perform them. So I'm not just one type of performer, but I love to bring my music into my world, which is, you know, diverse. So I'm Jewish, I'm Israeli, I'm a musician, I'm a performer, I am a human being, you know. So all that, I think, goes into my lyrics and my music and to my voice. And hopefully, you know, people hear it and hear how much emotion I put into my creations. And
Well, we're going to do that in exactly 30 seconds or so, but tell us about the song Just Press Play.
So, as I said, by the way, you should see the music video, because it's also telling the story about a young boy who really falls in love with Freddie Mercury and Queen band, and his mother sees that and is really supportive and eventually buys him a piano. And that exactly is what I'm talking about, and how a young age, or at some point in your life, music or art chooses you, just like you choose, you know, to live your life through music and art or any decision in life. So sometimes it's not just you choose it, but also it picks you and you go with it. So that for me is Just Press Play. I had no other choice but to be a singer and to express my feelings and emotions to all the audiences that I perform for.
What a beautiful place to leave it. Hananel Edri, thank you for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM. And we are now going to sit back and listen to Just Press Play.
I love it. Yes.